The locust plague in Madagascar is getting much worse. More than half the nation is now infested. The UN says time is rapidly running out to bring the voracious insects under control. The Food and Agriculture Organization began issuing warnings about migratory locusts in Madagascar in August of last year. It appealed for funds for control programs, but funding fell short and control programs stopped. The locusts did not. Locusts are usually found in southwestern Madagascar, but when conditions are right, like the rainy season, their population can soar. This past March, the FAO announced the country was in the midst of a plague. It said at least $22 million was needed by July. However, emergency appeals are described as severely underfunded. FAO Locust Control Officer Annie Menar says conditions could deteriorate sharply in the coming months.
We're saying that at the end of the winter season, the cool and dry season, locust infestations will be present on 2/3 of the island.
The locusts wipe out any natural vegetation in their path, as well as rice and maize crops. The FAO says rice and maize losses range from 40 to 100% on many plots.
The plague will, of course, have a big impact on the cereal production, will have also an impact on pasture. So that means that not this year, but probably next year, there will be also an impact on the cattle, on the health of the cattle.
She says food security and livelihoods of 13 million people are at stake. That's 60% of the population. The Food and Agriculture Organization says the $22 million is needed now, so a locust control program can be in place by September. That's when the next cropping season begins. A complete 3-year program to bring the locusts into what's called a recession will cost more than $41 million.
If untreated, it could last for several years and be more and more important.
She says regular control programs easily could have prevented the plague from ever happening. Despite a problem that's now literally of biblical proportions, Menar says donors have been slow to respond.
I think because the world is not so rich, there are a lot of other priorities. Also, I think the current political situation in Madagascar is a bit difficult to assess for the donors, and they could be a bit reluctant to invest. Yes, the plague will be stopped, of course, but after that, will the government be able to maintain a locust preventive strategy? So that is also a question that donors have.
Madagascar has been in a political deadlock for the past 4 years as rivals battle for the presidency. Elections, which had been scheduled for July 24th, have been postponed until August 23rd. The United States has called on leaders to return the country to true democratic rule through free and fair elections. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.